Hi all, and you're very welcome to Get Stuff Done. My name is Aidan Sheeran, and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative, a new marketing agency in Dublin. And each week we speak to different people across all sectors to ask them about themselves and, well, how they get stuff done. This week I'm delighted to be talking with Katie Egan. Katie Egan is a copywriter for content, for advertising, for TV, for radio, for DM, you name it. And Katie, you're very welcome. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have a chat and a catch up. We know each other a long time, so it's always good to catch up. I'm going to give you the mic. You might just tell me a little bit about yourself and where you come from in the copywriting world.
Sure. So like you said yourself, Aidan, I'm a copywriter, dating back to the days when the lines were drawn quite starkly between copywriter and art director. I think that the term for what I do now, if I was coming into the industry, would probably be creative, because it does span everything. I have had quite a long career. I just remembered I got my very first job on my 19th birthday in CDP, which is no longer there, but was a great agency in its day. And probably an awful lot of people my age and older came out of there in some shape or form. So started copywriting, moved my next job then, moved into direct marketing, which is quite new at the time. And then just everything has evolved over the years. Worked in design companies. I've alternated always between freelancing and full-time agency work, depending on things like the age of my kids. So would have worked with most of the big agencies at some point. A lot of what I do now for agencies is kind of consulting on more traditional advertising, rather than, you know, going into work for weeks at a time. So it would be on a project basis, and then do my own stuff as well. I got into a lot of brand development in the last little while. So yeah, just trotting along.
You might just tell me, is there any stuff that you're particularly proud of that you may have done over the years that stands out for you?
It's funny. I was thinking about this, and as you say, yes, a long career and a lot of stuff that you'd be proud of or enjoyed for very different reasons. But I think probably what I'm most proud of in terms of the type of work would be the stuff that kind of shifted attitudes rather than just being about selling product. Nothing wrong with selling product. That's great as well. And it's always good to be successful. But a number of years ago, I worked on Drinkaware for probably 4 or 5 years in total. And we sort of went from the ads showing people really drunk and saying, oh, this isn't a good idea, to kind of shifting it along a bit about personal responsibility and why it's not a good idea. So it was interesting to see that attitude shift over time, that, you know, this is what you were doing, this is what you were thinking, this is what you're thinking now. And then another one that springs to mind for me was some work I did for Women's Aid. They were trying to sort of share the message that, you know, abuse is not just about violence. It's not just about married couples. You know, there's a broader picture to it. And a project we ended up doing, it was developing a sub-brand for them, which was aimed almost at the teenage dating market. And we branded it Two Into You. And it was really highlighting the issue of coercive control, rather than sort of, you know, it's not abuse unless you're being hit. And, you know, it really got it out there and started people talking about it. And it's interesting to see now that, you know, it's passed into law. There's a, you know, recent court case really highlighting it. So again, something that helped to shift attitudes as opposed to just product would be the kind of thing that resonates most with me.
Is there anything happening now or in the future that you're looking forward to digging your teeth into or are working on presently that has great potential?
It's funny. Before lockdown, I sort of developed relationships with quite a few sole traders and small businesses working on brand communication and sort of showing them how to develop a website and what a website should do. And just because of the nature they were small businesses, lockdown really kind of just stalled everything. Which was a little bit scary at first, but with the good weather, I decided to embrace it. And rather than worrying about that, kind of threw myself back into really upskilling, taking advantage of a lot. There were loads of free courses being offered online. So reskilled, redid my Google certification, which was useful because I got my digital marketing qualification in 2014. So a lot had happened since then. So then I suppose just sort of trying to get back into that, talking to a few people like yourself, the indie list, looking at different opportunities to get back into it. So there's a couple of things sort of simmering at the moment that I'm hoping will turn into something big. And if they don't, they don't. But it's nice to be working on stuff again. So let's, fingers crossed, we'll see what happens with a few of them.
Is there a tip you might offer to somebody that says, look, this is what you need to get stuff done properly?
I like your use of the word properly there, because, you know, get stuff done. I remember working with Terry Pattison, who I'm sure you know well as well. And his great way of getting things done was to make a list, pick the thing you want to do least and get that done. He used to call it eating the frog. And it's a great way to kind of kickstart when you've got a lot of things that you just need to get done. But I think going back to your use of the word properly, I think with creative, sometimes getting it done means not doing it, as in, you know, work away on it and then leave it, walk away, let it simmer in your head, come back, try and make it better. And I remember years ago, I was given a talk in Facebook, and it was the first time I'd come across the phrase, done is better than perfect. And it stopped me in my tracks, because while I can see the logic, obviously we want to get stuff done, but we want to get it done well. So to me, it's always about working on it to make it a little bit better all the time, using all the time you have. So whatever your deadline is, you know, if you have it done a week before the deadline, you haven't worked hard enough on it, in my head. You know, it's about making it the best it can possibly be. And using that time, whether it's, you know, using the time to go and watch a movie and maybe something else will happen in the back of your mind. Or just, you know, going for a walk. So I don't know if that makes perfect sense to you, but to me, as I say, sometimes it's about not actually doing it there and then. It's about letting it happen and then working on it, refining it, perfecting it.
I totally agree. It's sometimes the opportunity to let it simmer in the back of your mind that solutions are found, rather than sort of putting pressure on yourself to find those solutions in a specific time frame. One last question. We're in our third lockdown. We're heading towards the end of January. What are you going to do when the shutters come up and we've the opportunity to get out and about and enjoy ourselves again? Is there anything you'd particularly like to do?
Play tennis. It's the thing I'm missing most. We were so lucky last summer. We got tennis when the only other people who had their sport were golfers. So, getting back out on the tennis court and just enjoying that. Pubs, not so much. You know, yes, a quiet pint somewhere, but I certainly have no desire to go into a big, mad, noisy, go back to our Smith's days by any means.
Don't knock Smith's. It was always good fun.
It was. I'm just not sure I could do it again.
I might agree with you. Listen, Katie, it's been absolutely fantastic chatting with you. I do appreciate the time you've taken there. Stay safe and well in the lockdown, and let's catch up again soon.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Aidan. You're a star.